I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Election Day. And the only people who are going to drop off their ballots today are the same ones who do their Christmas shopping December 23rd. Voting by mail is so easy. But we need to make a change that I'll explain. See, you sit at home, you go to each candidate's Facebook page and discover they're all in favor of family values and the American way of life and they're against higher taxes. So you just pick the one with the name you've heard before, you seal it up and you send it off. At some point, you'll find out who won these local elections, or maybe you won't. Either way, you've fulfilled your civic responsibility. And I mourn for the kids who will never get to have the kind of Election Day experience that I enjoyed. Because back when I was a little one, Dad would take me to vote. I felt so important sharing this secret responsibility. He'd hold me in his arms so I'd be tall enough to close that curtain. Then he'd let me pull the little levers on the voting machine, and then I'd pull the big handle and make it all final, and it made a big cranking noise, and I felt like the world's most important four-year-old. And then five-year-old. And then I stood on my own 2 feet as an 8-year-old, and as a 35-year-old, I took my own young son into the voting machine. And he pulled the levers, but that's where the story ends. Because that Wizard of Oz moment, feeling like a powerful man behind the curtain, will never be experienced by this new generation, ever. Instead, when it's time to vote, they get to lick an envelope. I mean, whoop-de-doo, really. So I'd like to suggest this change in the future, that election officials use cherry-flavored glue on the envelopes so that at least there's something special for the kids who are learning how to be good citizens.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.